Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grab yourself a Bailey's and hot chocolate and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17. You there, you're under 17, yes, yes, I can see you. Go somewhere else. We'll wait. Okay.
Welcome back to 24-Hour Action News. I'm your host, Christina Tightly Wound Kitten, filling in for Slip Zipley, who somehow managed to lock himself in his bathroom again. Biblical archaeologists were given a huge shot in the arm today, mostly by jocks who called them nerds and gave them all wedgies. And then they were informed of the discovery at long last of the one and only original Ark of the Covenant. Reporter Liam Blastocyst picks up the story.
Thank you, Christina. And by the way, my name is actually John Reese. We just changed it to Liam Blastocyst to give Steve Garriott something else to write in the character list. Anyway, I'm here with the current owner of the Ark of the Covenant, Gordon Bubba Hetfield.
How y'all doing?
Hello. And Mr. Bubba Hetfield, how is it that you came by this remarkable artifact?
Well, I was at an estate sale from a local church man. He was a bit of a globetrotter, and he had a bunch of interesting things around his house, you know. Spear of Destiny, the Philosopher's Stone, Holy Grail, the gold plates that the Book of Mormon was originally chiseled into, that kind of thing. You know, well, I was on a limited budget when I got there, and most of that stuff had been pretty well cleaned out. But I saw the Ark, and I thought, oh, this would look really nice in the living room. You know, certainly be a good conversation starter for next time we all got together to watch a tractor pull.
How much did you pay for this?
$25. I would have paid the extra $10 for the Spear of Destiny, but with gas prices, my budget's been pretty tight lately.
It's an awfully low price to pay for such a priceless artifact. Yeah. His widow was sick of having it around.
Well, are you absolutely sure this is the real deal?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I paid the money for it, an angel of the Lord appeared before me and said, you know, lots of beams of light and trumpets, and behold, I bring you good tidings of blah, 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 and authentic. Indicated to me that it was the actual Ark of the Covenant, and gave me a little seal here stamped with the blood of Christ to authenticate it.
I see. Yeah. It's kind of glowing and warm, isn't it?
Yes.
So what happened next?
Well, my wife did not approve of my purchase, unfortunately. She said that the Ark clashed with her very carefully designed decor.
She's really
into neoclassical Greek revivalism.
Well,
I watch the Discovery Channel on occasion, and given the Hellenistic influence on Hebrew culture and their architecture and art, I figured that maybe it would keep with the overall thematic structure of her decorating scheme. But you know how women can be sometimes. She said no. In fact, she tried to throw it out on me a couple of times, so I moved it out here to the garage.
And what are you doing with it now?
We're using it as a beer cooler.
You're using the cask they housed the Ten Commandment tablets in as a beer cooler.
That's right. It's just about the right size, too. Almost exactly fits a 24 case of bottles, you know. And I don't think that's a coincidence, either.
Does it work?
Like a charm. In fact, the most miraculous thing about it is it doesn't really matter what brand of beer you put into it. The Ark cools it to exactly the right temperature for that brand. We've tried different kinds, imports, Guinness, you name it. We put it in there, it comes out perfect.
Really?
Yep. See for yourself.
Well, all right, I think I will. I'll just come over here and get myself... What have you got in here? Some kind of... Is this like a local brand here?
Before you open it...
Don't look into it when you're fishing your beer out. Oh, well. March 23rd, 2007. You're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Nadine, I'm gonna need the shop back out here.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, one and all, to Technical Difficulties. I'm your host, Kaya and Chris Conroy, for this, the final show of March. And I say that only because, well, this is the final show of March because I'm not doing a show next week. And for very good reason. If you haven't been listening, I'll explain that in just a second. But this is the listener participation episode. Those of you who listen to the show regularly know that next week I'll be out of town. I'll be in Japan, Tokyo to be exact, visiting some friends. So this, of course, is the show where you send in your ideas, or you've sent in your ideas, and I've turned them into comedy gold. And that first bit was courtesy of Rusty Bender of the late lamented Strange Brain Radio. Thank you so much, Rusty, for the idea of the Ark of the Covenant as a beer cooler. I want to thank everybody who sent their ideas in. I will get to as many of them as I can, or at least the ones for this episode. And I'm going to be doing some more listener participation stuff all throughout the month of April, seeing as I've got a bunch of stuff here I can use. So that gives you more time if you want to send some stuff in. And this episode in particular goes out with a special dedication to Jay Young, who sent me a donation of $100. Oh my God, that's the highest amount of money anyone's ever sent me for the show. All the whining last week I did about how my computer is acting up, which it is doing again during this show, yes, and always will be until I get the new computer. He sent me $100, you know, for the new computer and the boiler problems we had. So thank you, my God, thank you. You get a sketch, you get audio. I'll create any audio you want if you send me that kind of money. That's sort of the premium thing. If you send me $50 or more, God knows, I'll give you a sketch. I'll do a sketch on the show for you. I'll do your answering machine message. I'll do any audio you want for your own purposes. You just go ahead and send me $50 or more, and you're in the premium to techdiff@tcinternet.net, or go to techdiff.com and donate PayPal money, because I need that new computer, and I'll be happy to do it. And God, I'm grateful. Thank you so much. I can't believe someone sent me that much money. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just in time, too, for what could be the final episode of Tech Diff. And I don't say that because I want to stop doing the show or anything, but only because I'm going to be on an airplane on Monday, and I'm going to be returning from Japan on an airplane. Well, every time I get on an airplane, I just prepare myself for death, because I'm always convinced I'm going to be on the plane when it crashes. That's not a jinxing thing. It's just the truth. I always fret and freak out every time I get on an airplane because, well, I hate being on airplanes. And I'll be on an airplane for 13 hours flying over, you know, the northern part of the entire world. 13 hours on an airplane. Oh, boy, I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, enough of my damn problems. Let's get on with the entertainment, shall we? Courtesy of Greg Dinal, and I hope I pronounced that name correctly, this week's episode of Technical Difficulties is brought to you by Traffic. That's right, Traffic, keeping you stuck for over 25 years. Need an excuse for being late to that next big meeting? Need a reason not to go to that stupid party for Great Aunt What's-Her-Face, because why the heck does she have to be born on the 4th of July anyways? Well, you can go ahead and blame us. Yes, smoggy, loud, and frustrating, that's Traffic, now available in car crash and sinkhole flavors. And act now, and you can also get men jumping out of their cars and swearing at you, flipped birds, and oh my God, the car carrier in front of me is about to dump its load all over the highway, and I'm going to get an SUV on my hood. So whether you're having a tryst with the office hottie or just want to knock a few back and don't feel like explaining yourself to the significant other when you're late for dinner, do what people like you have done for 25 years. Blame Traffic. That's Traffic. You're stuck in us, because we're stuck in you.
Jenkins, come into my office, please.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, for God's sakes, close the door, Jenkins.
I can't, sir. This is a cubicle.
You're just not a go-getter, are you, Jenkins?
Not hardly by much, sir, I'm afraid.
Why are we late for this morning's meeting, Jenkins?
It was the traffic, sir.
You were stuck in it?
No, it was stuck in me. I got four lanes of I-94 wedged in my rectum.
Oh, that's a terrible and shoddy excuse. All right, sit down.
Can't, sir. Not until rush hour lets up.
Oh, this is getting us nowhere. Go out and come back in and we'll start the sketch over properly.
All right, I will.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Jenkins, come in here. I want you to give me an extremely detailed and highly accurate report on the Lamport Textiles account. And while you're doing that, I'm going to lean back in my chair and look out the window at something more interesting. Like that bird. A simple pigeon flying by. I've seen tens of thousands of them in my lifetime, but somehow that simple pigeon is infinitely more fascinating than anything you have to say.
Damn you, sir! I'm tired of being treated like the office flunky drone. I demand your undivided attention.
Ooh, undivided attention? Good at fractions, are we? Well, fine, here you are, my undivided attention. There it is.
Sir, this isn't your undivided attention. It's an undivided abortion.
Well, you should be grateful that they're still legal in this state, but if you don't want it, I'll just take it back. Come on, hand it over.
No, I didn't say I didn't want it. I'll hold on to it. I mean, I'm fine.
No. I'm going to change my mind now, as I want to do suddenly and unexpectedly. Expect that back. Come on.
Can't I at least hold on to it until Susie gets back?
No, I'm being obstinate, and I'm not leaving this office until I get it back, and I have to go potty right now.
Can't you just go in your pants like everybody else in this building does?
No, because I, unlike the rest of you proles, have an executive washroom, and I can't wait to feel the porcelain embrace my buttocks, so hand that over.
You never let me do anything I want.
No, I don't, because the last time we let you do anything you want, Jenkins, we had to fill out all that police paperwork concerning necrophilia, and I'm sorry I've been informed by the higher-ups that for this quarter dead things are out of the question.
Well, what is in the question, then?
None of your beeswax.
See, this is where the management and employee relationship breaks down. You're not telling me the truth. I think there's plenty of room left in that question for my problems, and you're just blowing them off.
Fine. Here.
Here's what's in the question.
Right.
Zebra racing, rhododendrons, and the Manichaean heresy. Mm. And no room left for your petty concerns.
Ha!
Well, where will all my petty concerns go, then?
Well, you can just send them home, can't you, you silly goose?
Quack.
First of all, geese honk. They don't quack. And secondly, I'm not a quack. I have a PhD.
Yeah, well, I have a QLM.
Well, I'm a BASTARD, so you can take your QLM and stick it up your ASS.
No, oh, I hate my life. If only I could go back to before this all started. Fairy godmother!
That's right, Jenkins. Your pleadings have touched my heart, and I'm going to use my magic wand to send you back in time, to before this all started.
Hooray!
Ready? Ding!
I'm free! Free!
Jenkins, come into my office. I'd like to see you.
God damn it!
Ha ha! Sigh!
Now stop talking to the office fairy godmother and sit down. We're going to have a fresh start with a new sketch, and I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Jenkins, do you have no life? Do you have a computer? If the first is true, the second probably is too, and if so, have I got a deal for you? And plus, all that rhyming should have hooked you right into my spiel.
Frankly, sir, I was hooked as soon as I walked into your office and saw you were dressed as Spider-Man with no pants on.
Good eye, Jenkins. Now, the first two questions, if they're true, you probably love computer games, right?
Well,
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, and that probably means you're fat, right?
I'm only 10 pounds overweight.
Whatever. Fat, mushy, softy, fatty, 2x4.
Hey!
Shut up, Tubby. Anyway, here are Jim's games for fat losers. Have I got a best deal in town for you? Best one you'll ever see, anyway. And it gets better. All the games are up one flight of stairs. You just have to get up there by going up a high-speed down escalator.
Huh?
Once you get up to the top, you'll have to swim to get to the games. Up another down escalator.
Wait a minute.
Once you get there, you'll have to pay for your games, and the cashiers only take push-ups.
Hold it. This doesn't sound like much fun.
Oh, the games are good, though.
Hmm?
Oh, they're good. Oh, they're very good. Your choice of the best games you could imagine.
How good?
They're so good, human lives have been lost getting them to you.
Well, I don't want those lives to be in vain. All right, I'll do it.
Good for you, wobbly thighs. Get cracking.
One strenuous hour later.
Come on, a little closer. You're almost there. Come on, fat boy. Come on, little boy. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Get in a little closer there. Come on.
My heart's failing.
Oh, come on. You can buy a new one with your salary, a whiner. Get over here. Come on.
I made it.
Good for you. And I see you're looking trimmer around the waist already. So you're here in the nirvana of games. What do you want to play?
Well, what's my choice?
Anything you want.
In that case, I want to play Unreal Tournament.
Unreal Tournament it is. Let's just reboot the sketch then.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-gabong.
Mac fag.
Windows queer.
Thus, the game of Unreal Tournament began.
Jenkins, I'd like to see you in my office, please.
Well, yes, sir. What can I...
Jenkins, I'd like to see you in my office, please.
Okay, sir, will I...
Jenkins, I'd like to see you in my office, please.
No fair, sir, you're spawn camping.
Eat it, noob. My house.
Welcome back to 24-Hour Action Headline News. I'm your host, Slip Zipley, filling in for Christina Tightly Wound Kitten, who I've somehow managed to lock in my car. On tonight's program, a special report, violent video games, threat, scourge, menace, or all of the above. Here to discuss the negative impact on our society is Anglican priest and advocate, Flatley Beaumont.
Thank you, Slip. It's very nice to be on your program.
And in favor of this horrible, evil, awful, satanic pastime, of course, is a stoner college student named Jerome.
Whoa, Mom, check it out. I'm on TV. Isn't that awesome? I'm on TV. Mom, she's not in the studio. She's at home. Hi, Mom.
So, Mr. Beaumont, as a representative of people of faith, I'd like to know, why are these games so very, 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 very wrong?
Well, Slip, The reason they're so wrong is that they are so violent and so utterly gory and so, well, lacking in any sort of morality whatsoever. They truly are a detriment to the soul of our society, and I personally can't even consider them games anymore. They're more like murder simulators.
Well put. So, you little punk, why do you think they're so great, you little monster evil punk?
Well, the reason they're great is that, well, they're awesome, you know? I mean, you can grab, like, heavy weapons and stuff, and you can, like, kill people, like, in a game, you know, and, like, blow them into bloody chunks, and, like, kill strangers and people you don't like and even people you do like your best friends. And like in the game, they just completely get up and come back for more. And then like you get killed and you get up and come back for more because you can't really die because it's like a game. So it's really violent. And like you get to do all that really violent stuff you always wanted to do and there's no consequences.
Well, you're right. That does sound awesome.
Totally.
Hook me up with some of that blood and guts action.
All right.
And that's for you, Mr. Holy Roller Killjoy. Get off my show.
But I'm going to totally wax your ass in Halo.
Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, if only I could get my message out to the world. Please, God, grant your humble servant a miracle and let me get my message to the people just this once. It would be my dream come true. Yes, come in.
Hi there, we're a camera crew representing all the major news medias. So we got a memo that you wanted to get a message out to the world. Well, we're here. We'll start recording any second now and we'll make sure everybody in the entire world gets your message. So are you ready?
Finally, the Lord has answered my prayers. I can't believe it. It's like my dream coming true. Wait a minute. How do I know this isn't a dream? Before we start recording, I want you to give me my favorite soft drink.
All right, here you go. Ice cold cherry Coke with a Twizzler swizzle stick.
This is a dream. And what's more, it's a lucid dream. I can do anything I want. This is great.
So you ready to broadcast that message?
What? Oh, screw the message. First I want my office done over in medieval tapestries. There. Oh, this is great. And then I want a great body and shiny new clothes, too. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, and I want a big penis. I want a really big penis. Like, oh, ho, boy. Look at that. Oh, that reminds me. Where's my secretary? Emma? Emma?
Yes.
What do you say we head back to my place for a hot threesome with the missus, who looks like a supermodel now?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, but first, we're stopping on the way home to get a lottery ticket. I hear it's $300 million this week.
One tax-free cash payout later.
Boy, this is the best orgy in a big pile of cash ever.
Ooh, who wants a spanking?
I do.
What about them?
Huh?
How you doing?
Oh. You're still here.
Yeah, that's right. Don't mind us. We're just getting a good clear shot of the action.
Well, I'm done with that part. You can go away. You can get out of my dream now.
Sorry. No can do.
No, this is my dream, and you have to leave.
Nope.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm going to will you away, all right? Here we go. Hey. Go away. Oh, you're still there. Ow. I think I strained a rectal muscle.
Yeah, you probably did.
Ow, wait. Hey, wait a minute. Dreams aren't supposed to hurt this much. Is this really a dream?
No. No, it's not, I'm afraid. You see, I didn't say this before, but you'll notice from the halo around my head that I'm God. I couldn't help but hear your prayer earlier about how you wanted to get your message out to the world, and I thought I'd give you a venue for that. But first, I'd also give you a little bit of a test. I gave you access to unlimited power. And you selfishly squandered it on a hedonistic frenzy of changing your lifestyle just to service yourself and the pleasures of the flesh. You see, you blew it. Completely, utterly. You had a chance there to make the world a better place, and you just spent it on yourself. You completely screwed the whole thing up, and I thought I'd make a little video documentary to show the world what a complete knucklehead you are.
Oh, Lord, what have I done? Oh. I could have made the world perfect. I could have made your holy plan implemented. I could have done so many things for so many people. Instead, I spent it on myself like a selfish, selfish person.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what you did. So why don't you tell the folks at home exactly what you're going to do now?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I know it's not over for me yet. I know you're a god of second chances.
So I've been told.
All right. I'm
I'm going to...
Yeah?
I've tasted the pleasures of the flesh and I've seen how empty they are. I know I need your guiding spirit and grace once more within my heart in order to make the world better for you. And I know what I have to do now. Mm-hmm. Now that I've tasted these pleasures, I'm going to become a fundamentalist televangelist. That way I get all the spiritual stuff on top of all the hedonistic pleasure and political power to boot.
The one and only correct answer. Thanks a lot for playing our game. Let's give him a big hand. Everybody. He's our new winner, and congratulations, you schmuck.
Now, you co-wrote this sketch with a listener of yours.
That's right, yes.
And in the original version of it, it simply had the priest being just humiliated by a camera crew after bad behavior. But you kind of turned the end into a whole sort of socio-political commentary on the priestly behavior in general and the hypocrisy. Are you really that cynical about organized religion?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a cynical, cynical bastard.
Fair enough.
There you go, then. Oh, dear. That was the listener participation episode. I'd like to thank you all for listening once again to Technical Difficulties. I'm your host, Kyan Chris Conroy. And now credit is due where credit is due. As mentioned earlier, that was Rusty Bender at the beginning who gave me the idea for the Ark of the Covenant being found at a garage sale and being used as a beer cooler. Greg Denault. Denault, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Hey, you know, if you guys have non-American spellings, and I don't know if you have any concept of that if you're not from America, send me a phonetic pronunciation if it matters. That's all I bring up. But he gave me the idea of traffic, the little commercial for traffic, you're stuck in us. And after that, of course, we had Michael McGurk, who sent me a couple of sketches here about guys in offices, sort of, or people talking to each other, and I kind of slammed the two of them together and embellished them a bit. I embellished all of these, obviously, so this is more of a collaborative, these are collaborative efforts, as we all know here. And that went into a joke about Unreal Tournament that went out for Chris Aquazorks Bodger, who asked me to do something about Unreal Tournament. And I'm sorry I didn't get to. He also asked for another joke about the orcs that I did way back. And that will be probably on the next episode, and more jokes about the orcs. I like the orcs characters of Grutz and Beryl. It's a Lord of the Rings joke, so, and shows how many people liked that. I got so much positive mail over the Lord of the Rings joke. So I guess I got to keep doing those, I suppose. There. And the last bit about the priest was from an idea, actually a very relatively well fleshed out script there that I worked off of from Clinton Wright of Dairy Flat, New Zealand. All right, for my Kiwi listeners. I've got two of them, I think, now, which is cool. I've got listeners in Australia and New Zealand and Japan, and I've got them all over the world. And you think more of them would have sent in ideas. What are you going to do? All right, anyway, this is the last show for 2 weeks. Well, there's going to be no show next week because I'm going to be in Japan, as I mentioned before. And I will be coming back. I'm going to adjust the microphone. Very unprofessional of me to do that. And then when I come back from that, I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in, but I do have some extra ideas. If I didn't get to your ideas this week and you know you sent them in to me, these are the ones I found in my Gmail. If you sent me some ideas or still want to send me ideas, let me make that more clear. If you sent me ideas and I didn't use them, remind me and I'll go looking for them in my mail or send me the idea again because I didn't find anything else that I was looking for, but I've got a lot of mail here to plow through and you wouldn't believe the spam I get. And if you've got any ideas, send them along, because next week I'm still probably going to be so wrecked from the trip that the intention is to try and do some podcasting stuff while I'm in Tokyo with some of my friends there. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but whether it does or doesn't, I have no idea. But if it doesn't, and I need to do sketch material, or if I just don't have enough to do an interesting podcast left over from Japan, and you know whatever, then I'm going to need. You know, I might not be in any position to write. Either way, just send me stuff. Send me ideas. I'll file them or use them, or I'll work on them or whatever. It's always nice to have an influx of ideas. And since I'm working as a comedy writer, if somebody hands me a new idea and I get to rework it, you know, it's just good practice for me. Anyway, so thanks anyway. If you want to send a Gmail to me, it's techdiff@gmail.com. Techdiff@tcinternet.net.
are the two places I can be reached. You can also go over to techdiff.com, www.techdiff.com, and that's where the message board is, and you can leave messages there. You can also download the show there, all back episodes, or and you can subscribe to the RSS feed if you haven't already done that in iTunes. And again, thanks to John Young for that huge donation. Thank you so much. That will go. That's right in there with the rest of the money in the computer fund. And hopefully this summer sometime we might be able to swing getting a computer. But between the failed boiler and all that, we'll see. And I'm off. I'm off to Tokyo. We planned this trip 6 months ago, so there's no backing out of it. And if I don't die in a plane crash, there'll be a brand new show coming out in about 2 weeks. So if I don't get killed on the streets of Tokyo, I don't think that's going to happen. Either of those things, I may just simply die of madness from inside the plane, since, as I mentioned before, I don't fly well. I'm not very aerodynamic. And like that, check out Uncomfortable Dash Question, my wife Susan's podcast. And oh yes, I forgot one more big, interesting, cool, hang on, crack my knuckles. Good piece of news here. For those of you who are fans of Channel Surfing Wipeout, if you're not already subscribed to the RSS feed, there is a brand spanking new episode of Channel Surfing Wipeout. Yes, it's webisode number 13. We finally got up off our butts and finished the damn thing. It's got brand new material, and this is all new material. It's not stuff fished out of the TV shows. It's all the new stuff. It's a new 6-minute one, and we got another one in the pipe. We got another one coming. And that I will get to work on as soon as I get back from Tokyo. And also, if you go over to CayenneChrisConroy.com, and I'll alert you to this, if there are any cool videos that I've shot, I'm going to be bringing a digital camera as opposed to a digital video camera. And it's got video capabilities on it. And I'm going to be bringing an iRiver so I can record audio. Any interesting video that I've shot with my camera or any pictures, when I'm going to be taking a lot of friggin' pictures... the best of the pictures are going to be going up on CayenneChrisConroy.com, the perpetually in creation webpage of mine with a personal info that you have no idea how much stuff I have to do to promote myself once I get back from this trip. It's a little daunting, quite frankly. And who knows, you know, I may get a bug. This was an idea I had, though. Don't count on this too much. If you have the RSS feed, if you subscribe, and I hope you do, I really prefer the subscription model because I think it's the whole point of podcasting. I may drop audio there, depending on how the scheduling goes, during the trip. I may record stuff and just bang it off into a quick, you know, into the feed, just so you get some kind of weird, little fun, crazy audio or something. I don't know. I have no idea. You know what? I got no plans. My plan is to arrive in Narita Airport in one piece and then go visit my friend's house and crash and then hang out in Tokyo. That's it. That's my plan. And look at sakura blossoms. So there you go. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And God, I'm just... okay, I'm done. All right, take care, you guys. And see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic, live, and theatrical audio plays. Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama. Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine. Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama. Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike. And Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio. Right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.